Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Brothers and sisters of the faith, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Torah being the instructions and the guidelines of our Creator. And I write this, or I give you this video here, because there's a big misunderstanding and a big concern that I have with many people that are into following the Bible for the way it is, and the picking and choosing that's going on. You see, we have to understand about law and grace that they are not opposite to each other. They go together. And many of us have come to the understanding that you can't have the grace without understanding the obedience and love to our Creator and Yeshua. But at the same time, if you have the obedience, but you don't have the grace and the love of Yeshua, then that's not good either. So we need to have law and grace, or Torah and mercy and grace, two at the same time. There are many other, or several other, positions or situations in the Scriptures where people make it one or the other, and it can't be both. And this is the idea of Paul's writings. People often say Paul was against Torah. Oh, I'm talking about the Apostle Paul. He was against Torah. His name's also known as Shaul. That's his original name, not his Greek name. Or Saul of Tarsus. And Saul of Tarsus being more of his correct name. But his writings did not go against Scripture. And he did not add to Scripture, but he addressed the current situation of the day with Scripture. And not just the Torah commandments and guidelines, but also the love of Yeshua. And as I was reading in my daily Bible readings, the book of Corinthians, and as I brought up in a good amount of my teachings, confirming or using Paul's writings as justifications for certain things and certain topics, several people that watch my videos get upset, saying I'm putting Paul's writings over Torah, or I'm adding to the Torah because Paul's writings were not based on Torah. And I do not agree with that at all. Torah is the foundation of all Scripture and from our Creator, giving to Moses, written down for us as our instructions and guidelines. But it was also written for a people that were willing to be obedient to it. Yes, it did talk about the consequences of disobedience, but it was written for us to understand the blessings and the curses, or shall I say the consequences that come along with being obedient or disobedient. They were our instruction guide and so on. Now, Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, was a wonderful man who had an amazing conversion, just like many of us, and even maybe more so considering how much he was against the Scriptures at a certain time. And he was bringing the gospel to the world and addressed a situation that was so far removed from the understanding of the Torah and the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And he was bringing new people into this. Now, I did and do a good amount of street evangelism, speaking to people that never heard of the Scriptures, and they also are living a particular lifestyle or life that is completely against what the Scriptures say. Paul was, I don't want to use the word babysitter, but he certainly had to address situations that, yes, in one way, in the original covenant, in times, there was complete opposition, and we look at the children of Israel and how they opposed Moses' word so often, and the consequence they had to deal with it. But Paul was dealing with this on a whole new level. When you look at places like Corinth, which was such a vile place, and so much sexual immorality and prostitution, and just the whole Greek mindset of the world that went so far against Scripture, Paul had to come up there and clean house, so to say. He didn't add to the Torah by putting stipulations on the situation that was going on. So, for example, if you somehow get into a position of leadership and you open up, let's say, an assembly, and there's certain things going on in assembly, you might have to address situations that are not addressed in the Torah. And these are the things that Paul was in a situation and things he had to do and the consequence that was going on. And out of the love that Paul had, he was attempting to address these things, to help people. He was judging to lift people up, not to knock them down. And that's the situation that is the heart of Yeshua and what we should be doing. So the Torah will explain and tell us what sexual immorality is and the penalty of death that would come from it, or the other consequences that would come from our living in sin, which was transgression of the Torah. But Paul was trying to help people in the renewed covenant so people didn't have to deal with those consequences. So when he approached the Corinthian church and he heard about the sexual immorality that was going on there and all the other Greek customs and pagan customs that were taking place there, he did his best to get control of the situation, to address it in certain ways. For example, women's roles in the church, women that were getting out of hand. For example, the sexual immorality that was taking place in the church. For example, all of the pagan customs that were getting into the church, the separation and the division that was being created where the scriptures and Yeshua was trying to draw people together in unity. But there was so much separation. One person saying Paul was our leader. Somebody saying Silas was our leader. And all this separation. And Paul was trying to bring it all back to unity and help and discussing these things. Now, when I do teachings on my website about women being quiet in the church or about the consequences people should suffer for not being modest or so on. Some people have said, well, you're looking at Paul's teachings and you're putting Paul's teachings over the Torah teachings. The first thing I want to say is Paul was a Torah scholar and knew the Torah by heart. And he was not going outside the context of Torah at all. He was the best Torah teacher and was applying the Torah principles to every situation he had in life. On the same hand, Paul was dealing with a situation and situations that, yes, were addressed in Torah, but he was trying to help people not suffer the consequences for these situations and bring people back to a place. And as fellow brothers and sisters, that's what we need to do to a situation. He was completely loving and full of forgiveness and mercy, which we're called to love mercy towards our fellow brothers and sisters in bringing people back and forgiving people that offended him or talked against him and so on. And we read more about that in 2 Corinthians. But in 1 Corinthians, he was addressing the problem head on to try to take care of this situation and clean up this situation. Now, Paul wrote four letters in the scriptures to the Corinthian church. Two of them were lost, and so we only have two of them remaining. So we don't know the complete context of Paul's teachings and his problem that the church was having, but we know enough from 1 and 2 Corinthians to know Paul was addressing these situations and the grace he was given to these people in these situations. And it's important to understand this and get this right, these contexts of things. Now, some of you say, well, we are Torah keepers and we keep the guidelines and instructions and we seek Torah. We're whatever you want to call it, Hebrew roots or Messianic or so on. So we're not interested in what Paul was telling the Greeks who were pagans and struggling with their pagan customs versus their biblical beliefs. We're different. We're believers and we're Messianic or Hebrew roots. So we don't care about Paul's teachings. We don't need Paul's teachings because we got the Torah. Well, here's what I'm telling you now. From what I see is the Corinthian church and the situation in Corinth is more closely today to the Christian church. Not only the Christian church, but the Messianic Hebrew Roots church than any other example set in all of the scriptures and maybe except in Revelations and the problems that were listed with some of the the negative things going on in some of the assemblies. But the church in Corinth more mimicked the society today than any other situation in Scripture. That's what's going on. Whether it's the mega church or your local Hebraic roots assembly, the same problem Paul addressed in Corinthians are still happening today. And I believe for that reason, Paul's instructions to the Corinthians, they do not in any way add to Torah, but are so important for our time today and how to address these situations and get things back to order. Back to order. Yes, there are some things Paul mentioned and said that weren't necessarily mentioned or brought up in Torah. But when I, as a health teacher, tell people not to use a microwave oven because it's very harmful for your health, or not to take certain drugs or do certain things like smoking cigarettes because it's bad for your health, don't tell me, well, the Torah doesn't mention cigarettes or microwave ovens, so it must be okay. We have to understand what's going on today and apply the principles of Torah most accurately for the situation going on today. And if you look at the churches out there today, including the assemblies in the Hebraic Roots community, and you look at the problems that Paul was facing with the Corinth church and the Corinthians in general, there's not much difference. Yes, there are righteous brothers and sisters out there that are keeping Torah, and these instructions and guidelines are not necessarily applicable to us. If you're living within the guidelines and instructions of Torah, some of these issues aren't necessarily for us, just as Paul didn't have to go into already established congregation of Jewish believers and start explaining to them about Torah. However, Paul's message was going to many of the non-Jewish congregations all over, and this is why they had the discussion at the Jerusalem Council of which commandments were most pressing and firstly should be done, and they came up with the four that they came up before applying all the rest to the new believers in Torah and understanding these things. So with that understanding, and understanding that the Corinthian church and the congregations and assemblies today are so closely entwined more than any others in Scripture, order needs to be established. And when we look at the instructions that Paul gave the church in 1 Corinthians in terms of the sexual immorality and the people getting out of hand, the men with their lust and the women with their being out of order, Paul had to raise the bar in certain situations to get things back into order. We have to acknowledge this and at the same time acknowledge that Paul was one of the most forgiving, loving, merciful people of all of Scripture, as we see in his instructions in 2 Corinthians, for us to be that way, based on Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. We have to understand, even in our own Messiah Yeshua, he did not lower the bar, he raised the bar. Not only did he say that sleeping with somebody else's wife was adultery, but he went on to say that even thinking in an impure way about another woman was considered adultery, raising the bar. And for those of you that are saying Paul added to Torah by creating these instruction and line and guidelines to keep people in order, in the same way would be saying Yeshua added to the Torah by raising the bar and the standard. Neither of them went outside of Torah by adding to Torah. They cared so much for the other brothers and sisters that they put these guidelines in effect that people would get back to where they should be. It's disheartening to me to see what's going on in the congregations today, the separation and division and all the other things that are going on that are out of order. This is why I have such a passion to explain to people and use as examples the raising of the standards that Paul gave the church in Corinth and also Yeshua gave throughout the whole renewed covenant in his testimony of the Gospels. Raising the bar isn't supposed to make it harder. Raising the bar is supposed to make a desire stronger. Yeshua said, my yoke is easy, but he still raised the standards of what it meant to be a Torah keeper. As we look at these and hear these instructions and guidelines of Paul telling people things and what they need to be doing and how they need to be doing it, we have to get out of our mindset that he was a anti-Torah or against scripture or he was adding to it. We have to understand the situation he was dealing with at that time and who he was speaking to. And the same goes for Yeshua, our Messiah. What he was dealing with at that time and who he was speaking to and what he was dealing with. Paul had people coming after him to kill him because he was teaching the Torah so strongly and teaching the message of Yahweh so diligently. And then we see our Creator, who had the rabbis, the Pharisees and sages coming after him to kill him for teaching the standards and the order of Scripture. It wasn't because only who he claimed to be, that was part of it, but it was also because what he was teaching. And any of you out there that are teaching the Torah, the guidelines and instructions, I think would understand this message in understanding and dealing with unruly people. And there are unruly people out there today. There's sexual immorality running rampant. Sin is just covering the streets. Wherever you go, there are people living against the guidelines and instructions of Scripture and justifying it. And me, as a street evangelist, seeing this on a daily basis, knows we have to raise the standard. So don't tell me, as an impure, immodest, lustful person, you're a Torah keeper, so Paul's instructions don't matter to you. Just like the Corinthian church or the non-Jewish new believers that had to get in line and understand Torah, we need some instructions to keep us there. Men need to have their eyes focused on Scripture, and they must understand about prayer and being in line with community and merciful and graciousness. Women need to understand about the problems that come along with being immodest and what immodesty is, and understand the concept that your appearance does not take your attitude does not take away your appearance. Your desire does not take away your appearance. You might have the greatest desire to help people, but if your appearance is causing them to stumble, it creates a problem. All throughout the Renewed Covenant, we see the idea of not becoming a stumbling block for other believers. Paul's guidelines and instructions in Corinthians was helping make that happen. So when I suggest, based on Paul's instructions, which follow the Torah principles, that women shouldn't be speaking in certain situations or teaching in certain situations, that men need to control themselves and their lustful thoughts in certain situations, that certain people need to be kicked out of the community for a certain time, and certain other things, we must not think about our pure brother and sister who's following the guidelines and instruction and knows them very well. We must think about those that are new to Torah and are struggling with it or have misunderstood it and are misapplying it. And on that same note, I could suggest to you, we as believers today are closer to the non-Jewish believers of Yeshua's time that never know Torah. They didn't grow up with Torah, and it's all new to them. Not to the Jewish believers like Paul that converted, that already knew Torah, and now their only conversion was believing in Yeshua. The non-Jewish believers had to relearn everything they'd been taught, and they had to learn all about the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, what he wanted us to do and how he wanted us to do it. So you being an average Christian believer out there, or even a non-believer, now accepting Yeshua as your Messiah, whether you've been a Christian for 30 years or 40 years, or whether you've just been a Christian since yesterday, you need to learn the Torah. You don't know it. You don't know it. And the apostles and the disciples of of our wonderful Creator and Yeshua, we're told and taught and trained how to teach new believers, how to live Torah. That's what their job was. Proclaiming the gospel to the people that were already out there, the Jewish people, had already been done by Yeshua. He went to the Jewish nation and he told these Torah keepers that he was the Messiah. It had already been done. 1/3 of the people believed him as Messiah. 2/3 didn't. Most of the people didn't believe he was who he says he was, but there were many people who did. The question of who is the Messiah, according to the Jewish people or amongst the Jewish people, had already been discussed and done with. Now Paul and the disciples went out to the non-Jewish believers that were willing and ready to accept Yeshua as the Messiah, explaining to them about the Torah and the way we were to live as believers in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Today we have the responsibility and the job to go to the Jewish people and let them know that Yeshua is the Messiah that they're waiting for. We have the role and the responsibility to go to the non-Jewish person, the person that doesn't believe there is a Messiah or has nothing and doesn't know anything about the scriptures, and let them know that God is real. And Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is the one who died for us to take away the penalty of death that came with our sinful lifestyle, to set us free. So to take the message of the gospel to the Jewish people, letting them know that Yeshua is the Messiah they're waiting for, to let the non-believers of the world know that weren't Jewish, to let them know that we do have a Messiah and a Savior, and he is Yeshua. And then to teach those same non-Jewish, non-Torah-keeping new believers about the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah. This is where the church has fallen short. The church will go and take the message to some degree to the Jewish people about Yeshua being the Messiah, or at least have the desire to do so, but they're not really doing that. But they'll find the new believers, the non-Jewish new believers in Yeshua, but they're falling short about teaching them about the Torah. Now, when we go back to the scriptural times and we understand what Paul was doing, Paul was proclaiming as a Torah-keeping Jewish believer that Yeshua was the Messiah, but he did not have to teach the Jewish people about the Torah. They already knew it, just like he already knew it. When he became a believer, he didn't have to learn the Torah. He already knew it. But he went to go and preach the gospel to the non-Jewish, non-believers of the world, to get them believing Yeshua the Messiah, and then to get them to live according to the standards of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the Torah. And when we look at the gospel of Yeshua, when we look at what Yeshua did, that is exactly what he did. He went to the Jewish people and proclaimed, "I am the Messiah you are waiting for. I am here." He did not have to teach them the Torah. He prepared his disciples to go out and find those non-Torah keeping people in the world to first accept and understand Yeshua is the Messiah, and then teach them about the guidelines and instructions of our Creator in the Torah. And Paul came upon this situation here in the Corinthian church, after having many successful ministry trips to many different places without having the same problems, because you have to understand where Corinth was at, and you have to understand what the Corinthians were dealing with and going through, and who they were, being the capital, the worst place in the Greek culture, believing in many different gods, where church prostitution was normal, immodesty and immorality were the common things that were out there. So these new believers that came in were very equivalent to homosexuality struggling with this act, and immoral people, and all the immoral people saying, well, I want to believe in this new God that we hear about, and going to the assembly, but struggling with their ways to get out of their practices and their culture. You know, and Paul was explaining these things, and there's a note here in one of my translations that says it quite well. It said, Paul did not enjoy reprimanding his friends and fellow believers, but he cared enough about the Corinthians to confront them with their wrongdoing. As it says in Proverbs 27:6, wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses of an enemy. Sometimes our friends make choices that we know are wrong. If we ignore their behavior and let them continue in it, we won't be showing love to them. We show love by honestly sharing our concerns in order to help these friends be their very best for Yahweh. When we don't make any move to help, we show that we are more concerned about being well-liked than about what will happen to them. It is imperative that we understand the context and what Paul was teaching, who he was, and why he was willing to put his life on the line for this. In no way was Paul adding to Torah. In no way should we listen to Paul more than we should listen to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. But we must understand that Paul put his life on the line to help others and teach these Torah guidelines and instructions, and he was inspired by Yahweh to do it. He wasn't making up his own doctrine. He was inspired by Yahweh to speak these words, just like every other disciple of Yahshua, and he went out there to do that. We have to embrace these guidelines and instructions and come to the reality that the congregations and the assemblies are more like the Corinth church than the world, than the Torah believers that were out there at that time. And no, these instructions aren't for everyone. They're not for the righteous that are living a certain way, but they are for the places and people that are still struggling with these issues, whether they know it or not. So I hope that answers the question, should we listen to Paul more than we should listen to Torah? And I'm open to comments and questions. If you want to go to the website and under the video, post them. But this is why this book is so important for us, Corinthians. And Paul's guidelines and instructions are so important for us. So I thank you for listening. And I pray that all our eyes could be open and we could just love mercy and grace, but also embrace Torah. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. Couldn't be further from the truth. What if I were the one to tell you that the fight's already been won? Well, I think your day's about to get better. What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's the best news ever. Some say don't ask for help. God helps the ones who help themselves. So press on, get it right. Otherwise, get left behind. Some say he's